Welcome to Chatabout. Chatabout is sponsored today by Beltrami Electric Cooperative, Bemidji Chrysler Center Honda of Bemidji, and First National Bank Bemidji. My guest today is Hannah Chandler from Sanford Health, talking about career exploration in the medical field. Hannah Chandler on Chatabout. Hannah, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, you've got a specific event or a specific thing we want to talk about, but let's talk in general off the bat what a career development consultant is and why Sanford has one.
Yes, yeah, actually. So we have a career development consultant because of all the careers that are in healthcare that you just don't know about. You might have a hard time knowing what is out there without someone showing it to you and explaining what is out there besides just a nursing and doctor career. But when you get into the bigger perspective of healthcare, it's kind of like, as I use an analogy, it's like a whole human system. You have so many different components and parts that make it function. So I like to explain to students, and it's a part of my job, but I get to show them in all ranges from undergraduate, graduate, and then also high school students what is out there in your community, what you can do, and how you can get started.
Yeah, I mean, to talk about that, I mean, obviously I've been to Sanford Medical Center many times in clinic, and there's just tons and tons of people for everything from the person who greets you to whatever. So can you tell me, maybe putting you on the spot here, how many people work at Sanford in Bemidji?
Oh, a couple thousand. Wow. I know there's several. It's, you know, it is our biggest employer in town. I don't want to give a precise number because I might get yelled at by my HR director for not knowing, but I think it's around 3,000 to 4,000. So
wow.
There's a lot of staff. There's a lot of people that have to be there to make things function, and, you know, things from the smallest to the biggest things. You know, you might not be performing heart surgery out in the open, but you might be helping the people that do those procedures and get them set and ready, and all of it's so important, and all of it we need. So it's kind of what they brought this role that I do now to Bemidji is to really show what we have here and what you can do and how you can get started. So
you're not necessarily hiring people or spotting people who are ready to go. You're trying to steer people who might have an interest go this way.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I don't necessarily recruit or hire, or I'm not the one that says yes or no on an interview. But what I do is I go to the high schools, I go to the local schools in the area, in the Bemidji region, as we call it, which is Bagley, Black Duck, Park Rapids, Cass Lake, Bena, any of those schools, and just really introduce kids to what is out there, how they can get started, that, you know, things that they can do to volunteer, areas that they can be shown, especially in this program that we're talking about today that we'll get into. But just getting their feet in the water, getting them started, and really helping set them up for success when they do start looking at going into a healthcare program, and maybe are a bit further ahead than even other students in the U.S. that can help set them up for success. So that's the goal.
When you get out there and you're talking with students, what is your vibe? Is there a lot of students interested in healthcare?
I would say it's 50-50 when you really look at it. You have a lot of students that don't know what they want to do. They don't know where to start. And I just, a lot of times, just say, you know, just even if you're not thinking of doing healthcare, just join a session that we have at the hospital. Or others are like, no, I'm going to go do something else. And which is absolutely fine, too. We need all kinds of people to make it work. So
what is your background? Do you come from a medical background, or do you come from more of a, like an HR type background?
I am a business background, technically by trade. I graduated with my master's in business this last December, actually. But I worked in healthcare doing an internship starting at Sanford. That's how I got in the doors. And they really just helped set me up for success in my younger career. They helped guide me. They helped show me, you know, what I needed to do to make, you know, progress through the system of how I involve myself and how I also evolve in a sense of getting, you know, not necessarily up through the chain, but how I really grow as an employee and how I can really give back to my community that I'm in here now doing all the time. So started off as just kind of a pipsqueak and, you know, kind of keep working my way up, you know, and that's kind of just the way that the world works. But I guess I shouldn't say work my way up, but I mean, like, I just grow and I meet new people every single day, and it's fun.
And you are involved in a ton of things outside of Sanford as well.
Yes.
You're big in, well, Rotary. Yep. I know that for sure. And NYPN. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Yep. So I actually was just elected the vice president of the Young Professional Network here in town. And we are a group of individuals that are, you know, in our early 20s and older, all the way up to 40s. They kind of say the cutoff is 40 because when some of our staff in there are 40, they're like, maybe I'm too old for this now.
Well, I guess I can't join then.
You could. You could. Never hurts. I always say, I'm like, you're only as, you know, old as you feel. Yeah. But yeah, we really try to, you know, we meet every single month and we learn about just evolving ourselves in the older group too, not necessarily high school age, but in our 20s, 30s, how we can get involved, you know, how you get involved with committees, boards, other kind of groups and activities that can really help set you up for success in the community as well. And you also meet and do sessions on growing professionally, whether it's learning about budgeting or whether it's learning about strategic tactics to help set you up for success in your day job. So it's a really awesome group, and anyone in Bemidji that is looking for something to be a part of and get involved as a young professional, it's definitely a good group to get a part of and fun. So
Hannah Chandler, she's a career development consultant at Sanford Health, and they have a program called MedX. So turn it over to you, Hannah. What is MedX?
Yeah, so MedX stands for Medical Exploration. So it's kind of in its title and its name, but it's MedX is a group of students. So I hold this group of students every single month at the medical center at the hospital. We typically meet at the East Main Medical Entrance, where we take students in the Bemidji region that are interested or just even looking at healthcare careers, and we meet at the hospital for time to explore and tour different departments and talk to healthcare staff and get involved and just starting to explore as a young youth individual looking at trying to figure out what they want to do for their life.
Okay, so they show up. And then what happens?
Yes. Yeah. So we meet one time a month, like I said, at the medical center. We meet typically at 6 p.m. And we start off by introducing, I tell students about the career that we're going to be looking at, whether it's, you know, oncology, cardiology, whether it's surgery and those type of careers in that role. It's very broad. Surgery is very, very big, but you can do anything from non-clinical careers, which is something that I technically do, and then you can do anything from clinical careers, which is any of the actual taking care of patients in a very broad range. So meet one time a month at the medical center, and we start off by, you know, introducing, starting the tour, and then we just work and talk and visit with healthcare staff. We participate in hands-on activities, get students kind of engaged, and just really get to know more about the career that, you know, might be something that they didn't even know about. And then they're like, wow, this is something that I really think I could see myself doing. I had a student that actually, an example is that she knew she wanted to go into healthcare, but she didn't want to touch needles. She didn't want anything to do with blood and needles. Mm-hmm. And I kind of figured out a way to, you know, work with her. And we found sonography, and she actually applied to a sonography program out in North Dakota, and she got in. And she never thought she'd be in that role, because she never even heard of it before, but it was kind of something that was like a spark in her mind where she's like, wow, like this is something I could do and I could really like, and I can make an affordable living and do it here in Bemidji. We always need sonographers too. So mm-hmm. So it's a neat program.
Okay, so it meets once a month. Is it just one day a month, or are there different groups that meet different days of the month, or how does that work?
Nope. So it's just students sign up to participate in this program, and I will be able to pass it out to you, but it's a link that they just click and they sign up for it, and then I send them all the information one time a month that where we're meeting, what we're going to be seeing that month, and then they all come together during the month, and then it's just like, yeah, it's, like I said, one time a month.
Okay.
One session a month. If I ever had more students, I definitely try to do two. But starting out, just do it one time a month. And then we go from 6 to 7:30, and then it ends. And then we don't meet till the next month. So it's nice because there's so many things students are doing throughout the year. Like they have sports, they have other activities, they have clubs. And having it one time a month and just being able to pop in and join kind of really helps with their schedule that they're so busy with. mindset too, because as we know, high school students are just everywhere.
Yes.
So it's a great thing that I can just have it one time a month, and then it's not too big of a time consuming thing. And they also get to try to, you know, make that first initial step towards their beginning career potentially. So.
About how many students have been in it in the past?
Yeah, so typically I have 30 students sign up each semester that I have it, or I should say academic year. I do the full academic year. We do 9 sessions total during the year, spanning on different topics. And then typically, you know, some students can show up at some times, and then sometimes they can't because they have, you know, other prior events or work or sports or stuff like that. But when we typically meet, we can get anywhere from 15 up to 20 students that attend during a session, which is awesome. It really helps when a lot of students show up, because then it really gets students engaged and stuff like that too. And then also small groups are good too. But yeah, so it's kind of really, it's a good group that just meets, and students that are interested in the same things, and they really kind of connect in that format. And then they also meet staff that can help them get a job in high school. It can also help get your foot in the door for knowing staff that might help, you know, might be able to be a reference for going to med school or anything like that. And just really, you know, getting something on your resume to show, hey, I participated in this, I went the extra step, I, you know, got involved, I started volunteering, I participated in this group, and I can put it on my resume for going to some sort of school of any type.
It happens here in Bemidji, but if I'm a student in Black Duck or Cass Lake or Bagley, can I do this?
Yep. Yeah. So absolutely. So we have some students from Bagley come over quite a bit. They were nursing students last year, but they would participate. And then students from Black Duck come from time to time too. We have students that sign up from Trek North, Voyager schools as well. So everyone's welcome. Anyone in the grades 9th through 12th that is in the Bemidji region. And when I say Bemidji region, that means all those towns surrounding us. They can join and attend, and there's no restrictions. Just, you kind of have to just be in that 9th through 12th grade, and you're kind of set from there.
And no cost?
No cost. It's free. It's free, and I have snacks and drinks, and I have food that I tell people that that will be there. And I always get Lukens popcorn because I love Lukens popcorn, and it's always a big hit. So, yes, it is free.
Okay. And how many years has this been going on now?
So in the Bemidji region, we started before the pandemic. Of course, when the pandemic happened, then it got held off because of everyone not meeting. But technically, we've been going for about 3 years now. And we had a great full season last year because of it was finally past the pandemic. But it was really exciting. And we ended it at the AirMed base last year at the airport, where they got to see the chopper and the EMS trucks, and got to talk to the paramedics and the pilots even that fly our AirMed helicopters. And they got to actually put IV in a bone, a chicken bone, which when you're in a situation with AirMed, typically a lot of times, if it's a pretty traumatic situation, you have to get an IV through a bone, and they got to do that. And it's always super exciting, and it's fun. It's really a neat program.
Well, and it's, as you said, about 3 years, so maybe not a lot of track record long term. I was just curious if you've noticed or heard of any of the students who've gotten through there actually moving into the medical field or starting studies for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have it, you know, we do only have short tracking, but I do have a lot of students that sign up to be CNAs starting in high school as a beginning job at one of the Sanford facilities. They also, you know, after 18, a few of them have also joined in at Sanford, and or have gone to other institutions in Minnesota or outside of it looking at going into the healthcare. So I have one student this year, it's his senior year, and his mom told me that he's looking at going to a med school down in the Midwest. And it's so exciting to see these students get involved. And regardless of where they go, you know, we need healthcare staff everywhere in the world. So it's just nice to see that students are really still interested in going into these professions, and we can also help it here in the Bemidji region really set them up for success.
So obviously, you know, being on the air is one way you let people know about it, but how do students find out about this?
Yeah, yeah. So I travel to all the schools around the area. I send out emails to everyone that I possibly can. I give it to all the teachers, all the counselors in the regions that I can. And then we also push information out through our internal system of Sanford, of all the employees, to say, hey, here's a program that your students can get involved with if they're looking at healthcare. And then also we just sent out, looking at sending out a blast on one of the platforms that are sent out to parents. I think it's called Peachtree or Peach Jar. I can't remember which one it is, but okay. It's another platform that is really just out there that can spread the information. And it's just, like I said, it's a great program. It's free. It's one time a month, not very time restricting. And it's just a great way to get involved, especially if you're interested in healthcare.
So is it linear learning in that you have to start at a certain date and follow each month? Or if somebody didn't hear about it till like October and could make them a November meeting, can they pick it up there?
Yep. So it's not linear. It's, you know, it's each session is its own time and topic. So it's not like you have to attend the one prior to know what's going on in the current one. So it's, you know, if you couldn't make, you know, the March session, then you can, you know, attend the April one. It's not constricting. It's, you know, we try to be flexible for students because, like I said, I know things are going on and it's a busy time of the year, any time of the year. So students can really just, you know, if they're interested or even want to attend just one session to see what it's all about, they can come in and join and see what it's like. And most times they stick around because they're like, wow, this is pretty cool. You know, you can't just walk into the surgery department and say, you know, during the day and be like, hey, I'm going to go and see what they're up to. You can't do that. So it's really neat because you get to go into the actual departments, you get to go into the OR, you get to see what people are doing on a day-to-day basis. You might not see a patient necessarily because that's against HIPAA, but you really get to see the closest thing that you could possibly do to it until probably going into med school or into the profession that you're looking at going into. So
if students listening to this saying, I think I want to do this, how do they do this?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So they can sign up and I will provide my information, but you can also reach out to me at my email. It's Hannah. So Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H, and then .Chandler, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R, at sanfordhealth.org, or give me a call at 218-333-4544.
Okay. It is MedX, a once-a-month after-school evening learning session, basically, for students interested in medical careers.
Yes.
All right. Anything else, Hannah, before we wrap it up today?
No, I don't think so. Like I said, students, if you're interested, sign up. And, you know, I'm here to answer any questions. And I also help students apply to programs. I help them apply to any academic programs and am a good reference. So definitely utilize your resources, as I say.
Hannah Chandler is a career development consultant at Sanford Health of Bemidji, talking about MedX, a medical exploration. Hannah, thanks for being here today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Kev.
Chatabout has been sponsored by Beltrami Electric Cooperative, First National Bank Bemidji, and Bemidji Chrysler Center Honda of Bemidji. That wraps up another week of Chatabout. Thank you so much for taking the time, and enjoy the weekend.